Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, on February 10, 2026. Today's update covers Bitcoin's recent price recovery, notable institutional moves, and ongoing regulatory and security concerns shaping the market. Bitcoin bounced back sharply, climbing from around $60,000 to over $70,000. This rebound was supported by increasing institutional accumulation, including firms like Michael Saylor's Strategy and Bitmine boosting their Bitcoin and Ethereum holdings. Binance also strengthened its SAFU emergency fund with an additional $300 million in Bitcoin, bringing total reserves past $720 million. Despite volatility, sentiment remains at record lows while some analysts maintain a bullish outlook. On the regulatory front, South Korean authorities have launched an investigation into Bithumb following a costly error that mistakenly transferred approximately 620,000 Bitcoin, valued at $43 billion, to customers. This incident has raised broader concerns about exchange controls and operational risks. In the United States, Polymarket has filed a federal lawsuit challenging Massachusetts' impending ban on crypto prediction markets, highlighting ongoing tension in regulatory approaches to tokenization. Looking ahead, market watchers are focusing on a White House meeting expected to address the stalled Clarity Act, with stablecoin rewards policy likely to be a key topic. Separately, the Federal Reserve plans to roll out skinny master accounts this year as part of its efforts to develop crypto regulatory infrastructure amid ongoing tensions in fintech and banking sectors. In other institutional news, Bitcoin miner Kango sold about 4,451 BTC for roughly $305 million to reduce debt and pivot toward AI investments, reflecting evolving strategies within the mining industry. Bitmine has also increased its Ethereum treasury significantly by acquiring over 40,000 ETH despite current drawdowns. Volatility continues across altcoins, with Ethereum, Dogecoin, and Zcash facing over $3.1 billion in potential liquidations. Solana ETFs have seen $12 million in outflows as the SOL price approaches multi-month lows near $78.50. Meanwhile, Cardano's shift in open interest away from Binance suggests possible challenges for the ADA rally. Trading volumes are notable on platforms like Hyperliquid, which posted $123 million in liquidations and has surpassed Coinbase's trading volume with $2.6 trillion in notional value. Key levels to monitor include Bitcoin's ability to hold above $70,000 and the developments around the Clarity Act and Federal Reserve's new account framework. These factors will influence market confidence and regulatory clarity moving forward. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.